Royal Valley Locker Room Chat continues tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by the Panthers boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown, brought to you by Holt Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, obviously closing out the regular season on a high note. You get a win against Holton earlier this week, 74-54. So let's start there. Playoffs start later on this week. But before that, getting a win and just having a little bit of momentum going into the postseason start.
Yeah, you know, played well and you know, kind of our two leading scorers throughout the year have had a ton of consistency, but it's been Landon and Tristan for the most part. And Landon gave us 27 points, Tristan gave us 24, and then I've always thought one of our keys was always, you know, those two need to play well, then we need a third person to step up. And against Holton, it was Jace. He had 12 points and 11 rebounds. And, you know, if he can kind of be that third scorer or any of them, it's been Connor at times, it's been Taysen at times, we've had help off the bench at times. So, you know, our best version of basketball is always going to be Tristan and Landon scoring efficiently and then a third person stepping up and helping us. And like I said, Jace Johnson did a great job of that against Holton.
So let's talk about the sub-state bracket. You guys are going to go on the road to take on Heritage Christian Academy Thursday night at 6 o'clock. You know, in terms of that matchup, what can you tell us about it? Because obviously you played Holton, so it's a pretty quick turnaround in terms of Thursday night, you know, starting this postseason run, you know, maybe against an opponent you're not so much familiar with, unlike some other coaches in the area who are taking on league opponents. That's just kind of how it works out. But you guys go to Heritage Christian. You know, what can you tell us about them and just kind of the expectations for the playoff opener on Thursday night?
Yeah, certainly, like you said, unfamiliar. I have two common opponents. They played Valley Falls and beat Valley Falls earlier in the year, and they played Santa Fe Trail and won a close game against them. So a couple common opponents we can kind of look at, but they've got a great combination of size, shooting, and speed. You know, they got a couple big guys that play really well and want to bully inside, a couple shooters, and then a quick point guard. So certainly challenges. You know, if I had to pick, I'd actually rather play a team I'm less familiar with in the postseason. I think sometimes when you're playing the same teams, you know, there's a mental thing that can affect young guys, especially when, you know, in our case, most likely we'd be playing someone who beat us, right? We maybe could have played Jeff West, and we maybe could have played Sabetha. Well, those guys have already beat us. Now we get to kind of avoid that little mental hangover you might have because of that and get to play somebody new and going fresh. And I feel like that's when we play our best, you know, when it is a little more just kind of like a less pressure and just, hey, go out there and see what happens. And you get a little bit more feel of that when it's playing an unfamiliar opponent. So, yeah, right in the middle of Olathe, you know, private school up there, and they certainly play a unique schedule. They play a lot of really big schools that they didn't fare so well against. And then, you know, when they played 2A and 3A schools, they did well against them. So quality team, but certainly looking forward to the challenge.
So in terms of at this point, you know, there's always a low seed that might be able to rattle off two or three wins and make a run in this thing. If you guys were able to do that, what's going to be the reason why, you know, ultimately you guys can make a little bit of a push here in the sub-state round?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know, late in the year, I thought we've strung together some solid offensive games. Holton, we played well on offense. Perry the Compton, we played well on offense. Kind of our last two games there. Our biggest deal is can we guard? Can we guard without fouling? Can we stay out of foul trouble? Can we defend at a high level? We've gotten away from that. I was a little more happy with it at Holton and in stretches, but we had stretches in when we didn't guard anybody. So taking some pride on the defensive end. And like I said, then of course, you know, you have to score, right? And kind of mentioned that in our get-go. We know we need good games from our two leading scorers. And then we also know somebody else has to step up. And if we can get those things and then, you know, stay in front of somebody on defense and rebound misses, certainly like our chances.
There it is, Chris Brown, Royal Valley boys basketball coach, joining us. We always appreciate the time. And a quick turnaround from the regular season finale on Monday against Holton, Thursday night at Heritage Christian, Class 3A Substate quarterfinal matchup for Royal Valley. Coach, can't thank you enough. All the time this season. Good luck here throughout the postseason.
Absolutely. It's been fun.